Pittsburgh Steelers fans, what's going on? This is Jeff Hartman, editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. It's Wednesday night, and that typically means that it's time for another episode of The Standard is the Standard, which is the Behind the Steel Curtain flagship podcast. I'm usually joined with my co-host Lance Williams. However, he is under the weather, and because of that, I'm flying solo. So what I decided to do, depending on how you're hearing the case may be, I'm simulcasting this. We're on our YouTube channel, which is, obviously, BTSC Steelers Radio. So go to subscribe. You get all of our stuff, podcasts of that nature, our knee-jerk reaction show after the game. You can follow us on Facebook Live, which I'm doing right now. You can follow us on Facebook, obviously. It's facebook.com/steelcurtain, all one word. And you might be listening on iTunes, and that's fine, too. We upload all of our audio to our iTunes account or on behindthesteelcurtain.com. And what we're talking about today is the upcoming game between the Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals on Monday night. That's going to be in Cincinnati. There's only two road games left for the Pittsburgh Steelers, this primetime, as well as their game on Christmas Day against the Houston Texans in Houston. Other than that, the rest of the slate of the games are all at the friendly confines of Heinz Field. We're going to talk about a lot of different things tonight. I want to get your input if you're watching on Facebook. I'll try to relay that information to YouTube and all our listeners that are just listening via audio. Your keys to victory. I'm going to give you mine on offense and defense. What is your score prediction? Do you think the Steelers will win? They're 6-point favorites in this game, according to the Vegas standards. A lot of people, like Dave is saying on Facebook right now, that road games scare him, especially a division game. I don't know if I want to ask this question, especially on Facebook, because a lot of people think about this already on Facebook from the amount of articles that we've written about it and the comments that we've had on Mike Tomlin's comments about the New England Patriots. I did want to talk about that briefly before we get started. In my opinion, it really doesn't mean much. Mike Tomlin, yes, he could have done the coach speak thing. I think he was kind of tricked a little bit. I think that in a way, Tony Dungy might have kind of said, hey, we're just two friends here talking, not really coaches. And I think Mike Tomlin might have let his guard down a little bit. And because of that, he goes out and says that the Steelers are definitely looking forward to the Patriots game. And I think rightfully so, that they're looking forward to it. Mike Mitchell said in his media availability today, he said, we got our asses kicked in the AFC Championship game. I've been thinking about that team since that game. I think that is the general consensus of the team, the coaching staff, the fan base. Let's be honest. I couldn't wait till the schedule came out. I knew they were going to be playing the Steelers and Patriots were going to be playing. I wanted to know when it would be, and I'm definitely looking forward to that football game. But I don't think that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be overlooking the Bengals. And I wrote an article about this on the website. If you haven't checked it out, I suggest you do. Mainly because if there's a team, and I'll even go as far as saying that there's two teams that the Pittsburgh Steelers can, in my opinion, if they get their juices flowing, or Jets, or I'm trying to think of another team that comes to mind. Even the Cleveland Browns, a team like the Giants, they're just not very good. Then I get your concern. But if there's a team that's going to spike the interest of the Steelers, it's the Cincinnati Bengals. I can look at the history between these two teams, the damage that's been done by the Bengals to the Steelers. This team and this defense that the Steelers are about to face is going to get their attention absolutely about it. So, I don't think that that's an issue. What about next week? Will they play the Ravens on Sunday Night Football compared to the Patriots game? I don't think, again, they're going to be overlooking that game either, not just because it's the Ravens, but if they're able to beat the Bengals, and I'm going to give you my prediction here in a few minutes, if they're able to beat the Bengals in week 13, then they have a clinching scenario in week 14, the Baltimore Ravens, then they will actually clinch the AFC North title before they even play the Patriots. So they would clinch a playoff berth. They would clinch the AFC North crown for the second straight year. That's going to be something that's going to be worth playing for. And so because of that, I don't think the Steelers are going to overlook either of these two teams in the next 2 weeks. And then that would just set up possibly, and I'm trying to think, of a bigger regular season game in the Ben Roethlisberger era since 2004. And I honestly can't right now think about heck of a game in a regular season that meant so much. But that's kind of like the regular season Super Bowl right now. But in terms of keeping with that playoff, the playoffs you're talking about, this that being the Super Bowl, they have to get to the Super Bowl. So they have to beat the Bengals. They have to beat the Ravens. If they lose one of those games or both of those games, that Week 15 game against the Patriots is not going to mean nearly enough. And so that's something to think about as well. All right. So about the show, if you're watching on Facebook Live, by all means, fire away. I'll try my best to get those, have a lot to talk about. And so if I don't, I apologize. I'll try to get as many as I can. Steven says, nice shirt. If you're not watching, I'm wearing my Super Bowl champion t-shirt from Super Bowl 40 in 2005. I just felt like kind of channeling that energy for the show tonight. This was that was my first Super Bowl to watch. I didn't get to see any others. I saw the 1995 Super Bowl 30 where the Steelers lost to the Cowboys. I don't like to talk about that. And Neil O'Donnell, this was the game for me. This was the team for me. Absolutely one of my favorite. The Steelers, the Bengals. Offense, defense. I've got to be honest with you. This Bengals D are very good. They haven't given up 30 points all year, and it's their secondary that's very good. This is a game, if you look at what the Steelers have been doing since they've come off their bye, they have been throwing the ball more than they have been running. At one point this season, everyone, myself included, thought that the identity of this Steelers defense, or I'm sorry, the Steelers offense was going to be run the football, only throw it when you have to. I myself said, well, this could be something that extends Ben Roethlisberger's career. He could be almost like John Elway at the end of his career where he leaned on TD and they ran the ball and Elway made plays only when he really had to. This team's come out and Ben Roethlisberger's slinging the rock and he's doing a great job, especially last week. He was dialed in against the Green Bay Packers. I think this is a game, though, if the Steelers want to win it on the road, you need to get Le'Veon Bell going early. I think this defense is built pass rush. Carl Lawson is a very impressive. Geno Atkins, Carlos Dunlap. We all know the weapons that the Bengals have on defense. And in the secondary, it is tremendous. He did an unbelievable job on Antonio Brown in the first matchup earlier this season. And you have guys like Pac-Man Jones, casting characters back there, Dre Kirkpatrick. Steelers offense would be best suited this week having a run first approach, but what it's going to look like, what you're going to see is I think they're going to come out and run the ball and they're going to try to set up play action for some deep passes down the field. I think they like the matchups with if Juju Smith-Schuster is able to play this week, as well as with Martavis Bryant. They will bracket in Antonio Brown. Sometimes two, three defenders are focusing on him. And that's when on the other side of the field, you have to do your job. You have to win those one-on-one matchups. Now, Kevin asked, will Juju Smith-Schuster be back this week? Because it's a Monday Night Football game, the first reported practice will not be until tomorrow. If you don't know when that is, because you're listening maybe on audio or watching this on playback on Facebook Live or YouTube, then you are the first reported practice day. So I have no idea right now. The Steelers did get some work in today on Wednesday, but that is not a reported practice, so therefore we don't know what Juju Smith-Schuster's status will be, but he will be a big injury to watch. So if I'm going to give you some keys for the offensive success for the Steelers, it's going to be simple. I think that they need to run the football, establish the run, stick with the run, 3-4 yards a carry. Do that to set up manageable third down and distance. Okay, that's number one. Number two, don't turn the football over. The Steelers turned it over three times against the Green Bay Packers and against the Bengals on the road in prime time. You just need football. Be careful. The fumbles, those are crucial. It doesn't matter what kind of turnover it is. Just protect the football. And lastly, they did a better job with it last week. Sunday Night Football against the Packers. Third down conversions in the red zone. The areas are going to be crucial for the Steelers' success here on week 13 against the Cincinnati Bengals. So offensively, run the football. Should be a big game for Le'Veon Bell. He typically plays well against the Bengals. Don't turn the football over. And lastly, we want to make sure that you capitalize on third downs and in red zone opportunities. We all remember those games where Chris Boswell kicks five or six field goals. This is not one of those games. You want to make sure you put touchdowns on the board, put pressure on Andy Dalton. Don't allow them to get comfortable with Joe Mixon, which brings us down to the defensive side. With you're talking Andy Dalton, A.J. Green. Joe Mixon has turned out the rookie from Oklahoma has been the man. And I talked with Lance prior to the show, and his basic theme of what his keys were, and he's a very defensive-minded person, was simple. Stop Joe Mixon. Stop Joe Mixon. You force Andy Dalton to beat you. That's your best keys to success. And I agree 100%. The Steelers, their defensive front will be able to get pressure on Andy Dalton. The Bengals' offensive line is banged up. It hasn't been good all year. It hasn't gotten any better. And because of that, I definitely think that for the defensive side of things, that the Pittsburgh Steelers can put a lot of pressure on Andy Dalton. They can force him into mistakes, force them into third and long, manageable defensive situations. Get your dime, your nickel defenses on the field. That's going to be the key for the defense in terms of this game. Can't give up the big plays. It's something that has been hampering this defense since they came off that bye week. It's been Green Bay was in the first quarter, and then in the last, I want to say the last three or four games, the teams come out in the third quarter and get a big play for a score right off the bat, and that's deflating for the football team. So they can fix those mental errors that they had in pass coverage, tackle better, wrap up. I know that seems like a lost cause in today's NFL, but that's the case right now with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And lastly, stop Joe Mixon. So if you're watching us live on Facebook, now's when I want to know your score predictions. What do you think is going to happen in this AFC North matchup? There's a lot at stake for the Cincinnati Bengals. They basically have to win this game and several others and get help if they want to get into the playoffs. They're 5-6 right now with the Steelers at 9-2. I think everyone in the division basically kind of says, okay, the Steelers, but they could still be in for the wild card. Believe it or not, 6-5 is the last place, the last wild card team right now, and that's the Baltimore Ravens. And so you look at the Cincinnati Bengals, they're still definitely alive. So if you're watching on Facebook Live right now, go ahead and fire away your score predictions. I'm curious to see. I know we've had some earlier, but I'll answer some questions before I give you my prediction. Dave asked over under, said it too. How many personal fouls will Burford have? You know what? I'm going to go with zero. I think the everyone wants to talk about Vontaze Burfict. He's had a very, very troubled past. We'll put it mildly. We'll say a troubled past. I think that he's kind of learned his lesson. I think the commissioner might have said, look, you mess up again, you're done. In the NFL, and if that's the case, maybe he did. But I'm going to say zero. I don't think he gets flagged. That doesn't mean he doesn't do anything bad. I mean, you look at last matchup where he kicked Rose from the ground. That was not flagged. Could have been flagged, but it wasn't. We'll see. But I still take the under. I'll take the under. If it's 0-1, I don't think he'll get 2. If he gets 2, I think he's ejected from the game. So let's see here. Marcos asked, do you think for the Patriots game? I'm sorry. He said the Cheatriots. Speaking about the Patriots cheating scandals, we all know about that. He's not on crutches anymore. They said he started to work out. That would be some recovery, which would be about a 4 to 5 week window. And that's what most of the medical experts were saying it would be, is about anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. 8 weeks would have put him just in the playoffs. I think he might be back a little earlier, but I don't think they should rush it either. It's going to be a huge game, regardless of what the Steelers do the next 2 weeks. But at the same time, you don't want to rush him back. You don't want a possible re-injury because you're going to need him in the postseason. You think about Joe Hayden, man. My goodness, that guy's never even smelled the playoffs, and he's getting ready to be in a. He's gonna be in for a treat. I'm really excited for that guy. He's a top notch individual. If you do your history on him, absolutely, he is tremendous. I really look forward to seeing Joe Hayden in a black and gold uniform in the playoffs. That'll be good. Still fire away with questions as well as your score prediction. And, you know, let us know what you think about this upcoming game. Dave says, balanced attack with Le'Veon Bell early. He says, Pittsburgh 24, the Bungles 14. I like that. Junior says Steelers 31, Bengals 17. Liking some of these scores. The Steelers putting up 30, that would be a third week in a row. A good pick. I'm trending towards more of Kelvin here. Kelvin said 27-23 Steelers. That might be a little bit more realistic. But Dave said, you know, road game nights, they shine in prime time, period. I think Ben Roethlisberger is something like 10-0 in the last 10 games. It's pretty incredible. Dennis says Steelers 21, Williams 28-13. And Ray, I love what he's thinking. He says, I don't care how, as long as we win big. There you go. I like that theory. And for my prediction, I think this game is going to be very close in the first half. I think that this is going to be a game where ultimately the Pittsburgh Steelers should, use that term loosely, should be able to impose their will on the Cincinnati Bengals. This is a game where you, like I said earlier, this should be a grinded out Le'Veon Bell game. It's just plain and simple, grind it out. I'm going to say the Pittsburgh Steelers win. I don't think they get to 30. I'm going to say Steelers 7, Bengals 17. 27-17, that's my prediction. So if you have any questions here, we'll wrap up the show. It's not long when I'm on here, when I'm flying solo with the podcast, but we have a couple questions, so we'll answer those before we call it an evening. I appreciate all the support that people have shown me this evening. The remaining games left for the season. Now, do you think Martavis Bryant will be more effective as the season progresses? That's a question for you. I think that he got a little bit of spark against the Green Bay Packers when he was given a chance with Juju Smith-Schuster out of the lineup. I think that, and then Aaron asked right after, is Bryant slowly performing well? Yeah, I think he's finding his niche in the offense. It's not the same role that he had, but I think that he's finding that niche in the offense. I think he's going to be able to perform well. I would love to see him back on kick returning duties full-time. Mike Tomlin said they'll definitely entertain that as the week progresses. Brett asks, update on the Ryan Shazier injury. In case you didn't know, Shazier injured his ankle in the Week 13 game on Sunday Night Football. He left, came back. That doesn't really mean too much. If you think Vance McDonald, he came back against the Indianapolis Colts, yet hasn't played since. So that doesn't really tell anything. But because today was not a reported injury practice in terms of the injury report, we don't know. But did see Shazier. He was in uniform. He looked like he was about to practice in the workout they did today. Didn't see as seem as if he was had his ankle taped up or anything like that by the video I witnessed. So I guess that's good news, but we really don't know until they actually send out that injury report prior to the game, which, again, we'll find all that information out on BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. There you have it, folks. I think the Steelers are going to win. I think they're going to win their seventh straight game. They're going to advance to 10-2 on the season. It's pretty incredible. Stop and just take it all in. And the one thing I'm going to leave you with before I show is I hope fans just appreciate the season. Now, there's been a lot of stupid crap that we've had to deal with this year, whether it's the national anthem saga, whether it's the holdout by Le'Veon Bell, Ben Roethlisberger talking retirement, Antonio Brown throwing water jugs. Now it's Mike Tomlin talking about the New England Patriots and all this stuff that's going on. It's been a very tumultuous season. But I hope the fan base can re-look at it from an outsider's perspective and say, this team's 9-2 after 11 games. They're the top team in the AFC. If they do their job, they could have the road to Super Bowl 52 come through Heinz Field. But more importantly, I hope the fan base sits there and realizes that we're seeing possibly could be the last season for Ben Roethlisberger. I don't think it will be, but it could be. We're seeing Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell in their primes. It's just enjoy it. You know, we're way past halfway point of this thing, and it flies by. It just seems like yesterday I was writing articles about the NFL draft and the Steelers taking T.J. Watt and Juju Smith-Schuster and James Conner and Cameron Sutton, and here we are. Here we are, and Juju Smith-Schuster's lighting it up. Just enjoy it. Steelers are winning, and for once in your life, if you're not someone like me, I just enjoy when the Steelers win. It makes me happy. It's a better on the for the website. too tough. If they win, be happy about it, because there are a lot of teams that would kill to be 9-2 right now. You look at the Cleveland Browns, they haven't even won a football game yet. That organization's in complete disarray. The Steelers are sitting pretty. They've made all the right moves so far in terms of bringing in players like Joe Hayden. Be happy. Steelers are winning. And stand behind your team no matter what. So I think the Steelers win. My prediction, if you missed it, Steelers 27. Bengals sent in his score prediction. He said 27-24 in a much closer game, but he has the Steelers winning as well and advancing to 10-2. You can check us out after the game. That's Monday night. It's going to be late, but we'll be there on our YouTube channel. That'll be, go to YouTube, type in BTSC Steelers Radio, and you can follow us live there. You can subscribe, or you can check us out on iTunes and on BehindTheSteelCurtain.com in our podcast player there. We'll have all that information for you. So wherever you're watching or listening, we thank you, and we'll see you next time.